Well, I'd like to finish up, if we can, Bez Hashem Siman Tzadi Hei today. We do not try not. I think we finished the Ramah last time. Number of the Chiddush in Armo is Mekel, as we mentioned, a cliche situation. He paskined earlier that, the Chumah of the Sefer HaTrumah we mentioned, when you have that, even a Tam Sheni, when they first meet each other, so to speak. But as he said, it's only a problem in a Kli Rishon. And he's Mekel and Klisheni. We discussed last time Klisheni with regards to the Shabbos, and Klisheni, we have the Sugi and Shabbos Daf Mem, also the Sugi in the beginning of Kalabasa regarding Klisheni by Basar Chalav as well. And so the Ramo is Mekel to some extent. The Shach is a little bit more machmir with regards to Klisheni, and he only allows it in a Shas al Chak situation. Taz is not so thrilled with it. And we discussed last time the difference between something which is Boleya, where there's only one step, so to speak, of Bliya, as opposed to when you need what the Achronim call, really, we showed them how the Lashon, I showed it to you last time, Maflit Umavliya. They're two different steps, so to speak. An ordinary bliya, so the tam goes from one thing, one thing picks up the tam, it's bolei the tam from the other. But here, with mafli to mavliya, the case when you have things in a hot pot and so on and so forth, so you have water, so you need the heat of the water to get the dover osir out, or to get the plata, the expelled flavor, so to speak, out of the dover osir. And then you also need heat for the other, the Dabra Mutter, to be Boleyat. And again, I'm using Mutter and Osir, but it's the same thing with the Basar Cholot. So that requires a higher form of heat. So, a high form of heat is obviously Bishul. Regular Bishul can accomplish both. The question is, the Ramah may feel that in a Klisheni, that's not a high enough form of heat to allow Maflut Mavli, and that's why he's Mekel on it. That's when you have washing in a case that Ramah was talking about, you're washing in a pot, milchigs and a big pot of hot water, milchigs and fleshigs together, and it's clean, there's no ben, and we distinguish, there's no ben, there's actually no grease or anything, both are, they're not clean, but they're not, there's no ben, so that you would need to create a problem of basar chalav, a sufficient of heat that's going to draw out the flavor of the fleshig into the milchig, or vice versa, it's got a two-step process, and a klisheni is not strong enough. However, if you have the dish that are actually dirty and they're full of bands, so then a simple bliya, because the issur is already present. And you actually have issur present, not just tam that has to be drawn out, but there's actually issur. So that's what the question is. Even if you hold that klisheni is not mevasho, remember I showed you think last time we were shown him, right? Even if klisheni is not mevasho, but maybe it could be boleya, mer, mavliya, maybe not, and it certainly maybe can't take on both steps. So that's what the kula of the Ramah is. Okay? Then we spoke about Irui, and this creates a large problem, and we're going to get to our situation, our sinks right now. Okay, Irui is when you have something coming out, being poured out of a klisheni, okay, out of a kli rishon. So we know Irui by Shabbos, we know Irui by other things. So there are more is Mekel here too, okay. I showed you on the sheets last time, Tosfos has two different days, Rashbam, Rabbi Natama, Tosfos in a couple places, Tosfos in Chulin, Tosfos in Zvachim. I think I showed you Rashba. It's all in that last packet of Mar Makomos. But the Ramah does admit that pouring hot water out of a fleshig kli directly onto milchig dishes, okay, that would be a problem because we hold that Iru is mevashel al koponim, it's mevashel kde klipa. Okay, Iru is mevashel, not mevashel lid, it's mevashel kde klipa, the shell, the outer layer, so to speak. So pouring hot water directly out of a fleshig kli, kettle or a fleshig, whatever, pot, directly onto milk, so then that would be a problem. Okay, and again, the assumption is, Ira and Ira Klirishon are treated more or less as the same. The situation that is perhaps more questionable is what if the pot itself is a parva pot? Okay, and now you have both milk and fleshig. All right, so there are more as mekel, even when the dishes have been. It's afilu shuman dabek. If you look at the end of the Ramah and Siv Gimel, Ramah it's abim ira mayim roskim she'enon shel basar o shel cholov. And the reason I'm stressing that is because that's what perhaps takes place in our sinks, that we'll see in a second. So the last few lines of the Ramon Sif Gimel. I read it last time, I just want to go over it quickly. The Ramon writes, Avali Ira Mayim Roschim, She'enon Shol Bosa, V'lo Shol Chol, power of water, power of hot water, from a power of a pot. Al Kalim Shol Bosa V'Shol Chol B'Yachad, you pour that onto milchi and flesh and kalim together, says the Ramon. Afilu shumun davak b'hem, even if there is actual b'en over there, afilu shumun davak b'hem, hakol shori. The ein iroi kekli rishon mamish, shiyasa shakel sham elem yivlu zemizeh. It's the iroi, while we treat, we say iroi kekli rishon is like kekli rishon, but it's not like kekli rishon mamish, that again you're going to have this maflu mavliya situation. So that's, and that's how the shot explains the cotton chof. Okay, so the in other words, the Ramon tells us that in this particular case, iroi is not the strong enough to have that, to make that double, so that double jump, that mafludu mevliya. Okay? The Shach himself, however, the Shach himself is not that thrilled with this kula. Okay? And that's all in Simkot and Chof over there in Simon Sadi Hay. The Shach says that, again, the reason the Ramo, he explains the Ramo, because here there's an extra step or something more that's needed. He says a kli. Remember, a kli is harder to be, a kli is harder to be mafludu mevliya than even a food. Okay, so in other words, you know, Bishul, we said, accomplishes both. But Iroi is not, is Bishul only Kedei Klipa, so that's a question, shouldn't it accomplish Bishul? Bishul here too. In other words, once we say Iroi is Iroi Kli Rishon is Mevashel, like a Kli Rishon, so what's the base of the Kula? Shashach explains that it's a, usually when you're talking about Bli, you're trying to get a Tom out of a Kli and into food. Here it's from a Kli into another Kli. That requires more, and that's why the Ramah is Mekel, because the heat of the Iri Kli Rishon, that's his Lashon. It's a funny Lashon. The Ein Iri Kli Rishon Mamish, Shiyasa Shakelem Shemarelem, you lose everything. Why not? I mean, if it's Mevashel, Iri Rishon, if in other words, the Ramah says something but doesn't explain why. I'll read the words again. The Ein Iri Kli Rishon Mamish, Shiyasa Shakelem Shemarelem, you lose everything. Really? Why not? In other words, if Iri Kli Rishon is like Kli Rishon, so why isn't? So I think the emphasis, and this is what the Shach is explaining, to the end, is Shakalim Shema'arelem Yivlu Zemizeh, that even Kalim Kibbaleh Zemizeh, that's already a bigger step. But the Shach himself says towards the end, Sarachi, I mean, he's not so thrilled with this Kula. Bira Groa says it has something to do with Nifsach Kekilov, but I'm not going to mention that, go into that right now. But in any event, what comes out is the Ramo is Mekel, and the Shach says that there's room to be Machmer in this situation. As I said, this now, very possibly, is very important with regards to our sinks. If you have only one sink, I think in general today, most of the contemporary posts can say that if one can, one should have separate sinks for milchus and fleishig. That's not always feasible. I assume the apartments you don't have, and a lot of apartments don't have. If you're building a kitchen or you're redoing, it's good to have a separate sink, but that's not always feasible. So the truth of the matter is, if you're going to put a milchig dish and a fleishig dish in your sink, and you turn on the regular faucet, right? The hot water comes out. The hot water is coming from your boiler, okay? So maybe that's exactly the case there. The boiler is the Kli Rishon, so it's Iri from a Kli Rishon. Right? You're turning on the spigot, and then out from the spigot comes the water that's in your basement or wherever they keep the boiler, okay? And that, which is hot. Obviously, it's hot water. The boiler is on. And now hot water comes out. So this should be the case of the Ramon, right? That's like pouring out of a pyre kettle. Yeah.
The whole journey of the water from the boiler to your faucets.
It's still Kli Rishon, right?
One iroi.
Well, it's certainly not nisach hakiluach, right? There's a steady flow.
Not,
you could argue, but the water does come out piping hot. Definition.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the svara, at least possibly. Okay, now, so according to the Ramah, okay, the Ramah, that's exactly like pouring hot water. The Ramah would be Mekel on this. Okay, so normally in the case of, what do you have? You have a pot of water on the fire, and you take it off the fire, and you pour it onto something else, right? You have a kettle on the fire, and you take it off. You know, you're not pouring from when it's on the fire. Okay, maybe different if you're using one of the electric urns, a samovar and so on. That's, you're just pushing a button, and it spills straight out. But let's say, ordinarily, you take something hot, and you pour, you know, so this also touches on a subject I'm going to go into now, either it's Hilchos Shabbos, too. Kli Rishon, is there a difference when the Kli Rishon is Mamish al Gabei Ha'esh? Or if it's even law gabayish, right? If somebody learns Hilchos Shabbos, right? So if you take the kettle off, this is a tea problem, and you know, instant coffee. These issues of Shabbos, so you're taking the kettle off, so it's not clear. It's on a blech. You're taking it off, so it's not clear al gabayish anymore. That's a question whether it still has the same status. That could be a difference here. So, Mr. Berman, to answer your question, that could exactly be the difference. It could be that that's not when the time it comes into the sink. It's not klirish al gabayish anymore. So that your point is well taken. In other words, it may be iroi klirishon, kiklirishon, but would that be called klirish al gabayish? The ash is downstairs in your basement, or wherever in the apartments, I don't know, I guess also in the basement, okay, in the boiler room. Okay, so there, when it's in that big tub, or whatever it's called, I don't know what you call it, the boiler. Okay, so then there's fire right there, and it's hot, they're good. And by the time it comes to you, so it could already be called Klirishon Shalol Gabba Eish. So it could be that, so it could be that such a chiluk, or you could argue that because it's a steady flow, then it's even considered. In other words, there are some who want to say that even though Amor is only Makel, it's only Makel when it's Klirishon Shalol Gabba Eish. So that would present a. If we say like you, so good, we're also klirish and shalol gabayish. On the other hand, since it is a steady flow, if you hold that the Ramah's whole kula is based upon klirish and shalol gabayish, which it doesn't say in the Ramah, okay, it doesn't say it, but if you hold that that's what Ramah's, and there's such a, the pashtus is in Hilchos Shabbos, I think most assume there's no difference anyway. Right, but there's no difference with Al-Gabay. But there's some Chazon Ish, that's his issues with among the other the tea. Okay, the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa has such differences, but not everyone agrees with that. But if you hold that there is a chilek and the Ramah's kula, therefore is only by klirish and shalol gabay eish, then the question is what's the status of our sinks? So I just want to point out there are there were different chuvas about this, and I'm not going. I don't know if you have a chain. I'll give you the sheets. You want to print out the chuvas, but these are chuvas you can look up. I'll just put on the next sheet. I'm sorry I didn't have a sheet ready for today, but I'll put on the next sheet just where some of the chuvas are found. They're all accessible. Just I have a few chuvas in Igros Moshe, one chuva in Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, and the other from Rav Yosef. They're all easily accessible. You can find them yourself. If you want to read through them, it's good. It's a good review, and especially Rav Avadya goes through all the steps as usual. So I'll give it to you in a moment. Anyway, so that's an issue. Okay, this is why the Chazon Ish felt when you put the hot water into the teacup, it's still all, came straight from the thing, that's still klirishon, and Hilchos Shabbos, many disagree with it. But the question is, what about, the status of the sink itself? In other words, what about the status of the sink itself? You have milk, let's say, not our case, not what you have, like the Ramo, you have milk and flesh at the same time, and now you turn on the water. Let's say you never put the milk and the flesh again at the same time, but you did use the same sink to wash milk and flesh, not together. But yesterday I washed, after Shabbos I washed flesh, and today after the fast, I got milk. Most people have milk after the fast, I guess, right? So after, I remember one time in Yeshiva they served hot dogs after the fast. I thought that was like a low point in the culinary life of Yeshiva. So you break a fast on hot dogs. No. Anyway, can you imagine that? But in any event, guys, we all ate, I'm saying, but now I'm a little older, I look back, oh my Lord. Anyway, be that as it may, so tonight, let's say you have milk after the fast, and are you going to use the same sink to wash that you washed last night, the chonk pot in? So that's a question, okay, because clearly if the sink, the walls of the sink have, it's touched by the milk or the fleshing, and now you're going to use it, so the sinks of the walls are going to get touched, so you're going to have bleas of Yisurim. So this is really... going to depend on what the status of the water in the sink is, even when you're not washing milk and flesh at the same time. Again, before, it's only the case in the Ramah, you're doing it at the same time. I just explained in terms of our sinks, so you're not doing it necessarily, probably not, most of the time you're not doing it at the same time, but the question is, even from one day to the next day and so on, are you allowed to do it? So that's what Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, in Chelek, in Orcha, in just a moment, Igros Moshe Yoredei Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Beis. I think we once printed that tshuva. So there, Moshe Feinstein is Makel because he says that he holds that the only way that a sink becomes either bus or cholov, okay, is if actual flesh touched the walls of the sink, and then the Cholov touched the exact same place where that meat had been. And he said it's extremely unlikely. It has to be Choshesh for that thing, because that's the only place. And it had to have been in the last 24 hours. It had to be, otherwise it's Tamif Gam, right? So it had to be that the sink was Bolea. Yeah.
Now I feel I'm careful with the drainer.
Yeah, yeah. Because
you would have that.
Pieces, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Okay, but again, but in terms of, but in terms of the sink, what Moshe said is not a problem. Otherwise, you have not burned out. So if a piece of meat falls off the plate and it's hot water, and it actually touches the wall of the sink and it gets absorbed. Okay, so that's a problem. And it's only going to be a problem if within 24 hours when you're washing milk, your piece of milk comes and touches the exact same area. Then if that does happen, so then the hot water will become... we belay at Bosu Chalav, and then it's a problem for the dishes. But he feels that that's such a far-fetched chashash, he thinks that you don't have, but that's what he does say, that's why people have, so the restraint, that's why people have like a rack at the bottom of the sink that you put it, because it makes it even less likely that anything's going to touch the actual, that's on the side, I guess, but people have, it's much less likely. In fact, that a few things may slip through, he's not worried about that. But Dayan Weiss in Eirach HaVeidus Minchas Yitzchak, in his Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Bei Simen Kuf, he disagrees, okay? And he thinks that, the sink, in effect, becomes like one big pot. The sink is like the big pot, okay? So it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to hit the exact same spot. It's like, just like in a pot. Right, the one part of the metal absorbs it, so the whole pot takes on that status. Right, I don't know whether it's Yisrael, but at least around here, most people for many years were making like a Moshe. Although many people, I grew up with this also, just because that's what people did. They had a separate basin, like it was a plastic basin that you put in the sink, and you always wash the dishes in that plastic basin. That's, and in fact, the truth is, certainly we did that Pesach time, because most of the sinks in the old days were porcelain. Is that how it was in the apartments here? Probably the old sinks are probably porcelain, no? So that can't be kashered. Okay, guys aren't usually in the apartments for Pesach, but I mean, it's hard to, you can't kasher porcelain. Today, more of the kitchen sinks, I think, are metal. So you can kasher it before Pesach. But people, I remember when we grew up, the porcelains, we also had a basin and so on. People get these inserts. Even that one growing up, even when I first got married for quite a number of years, we made Pesach. Well, we couldn't kasher the sink because the house had a porcelain sink. So I go to Muncie, this other place, you could buy a plastic thing. You gave the measurements, you buy a thing, fit right in. That's what we washed in, yeah. Until we got the new kitchen, yeah.
So Moshe's, with the metal racks prevent kaling from actually touching the bottom.
Right.
The bottom is where it's much more common.
He said it's more common to touch. Yeah, the things bang on the side a little bit too.
The bottom is more common for like actual bit in to like.
Yeah, I don't think so, right. Because that's what's all going down.
Like, creating Bleos, or is that not?
What's the problem?
So you need to touch the...
Right, so he's not worried if a little piece went down. And again, he said the odds of then that the milk is going to touch the exact same
place. On the bottom, stuff's always on. I mean, on the sides, I hear.
Yeah, so that's enough. So he said you have to have a little...
Are we not worried about creating Bleos?
You mean creating a Bleo of Bleos? Doesn't seem to be that's a problem. Doesn't seem to be. Yeah.
Most people wash
the soap. We'll get to soap with Mamish in a moment. We'll get to soap in a second. Very, very important. We'll get to that in a second. Okay, I just want to mention, Mikan. Okay, let's take a look at Sif Dalet. Good. Good segue. Look at Sif Dalet. Okay, says the Mechaber in Sif Dalet, Yeroy Ali appears to me, okay, Yeroy Ali is always a great introduction to something. So the Rambam, when the Rambam says Yeroy Ali, there's going to be a lot of literature about it. It's just like, it's a wind-up, a big pitch coming, Yeroy Ali. All right, but the Mechaber, I think says it less. But he says, Yeroy Ali, Shem Nosnu Efer B'mayim, you put ashes in the water, okay, Mayim Chanin Shebiyore Kodem Shehinichwa Kder Shebetova. Okay, I guess in those days, the ashes were like a detergent, and it's abrasive and so on, we use to scrub things off. So Yeroy Ali, says the Mechaber, okay, if you put the ashes in, so then it's no saint tam livgam. So says the mechaber in the lashon of Yeroy Ali. Okay, so we take a look at the shach, Okay. The Shach says, Yeroi Eliezer, nice. He says one thing. Din zeh lo nimtza b'shum posek. That's a very nice svara. But I haven't found anybody else says this. Okay. V'lo shum echor me'achronim. The Shach is calling achronim, not saying that we call achronim, he's earlier, right? But still, none of the later, what he called the later post, who says it either. And gambe seosele b'skubba adraba mashme midibre ha'poskim de'ein shum takon alahagil kli ben yomo imlo sheyesh b'mayim samach neger kli. So basically, the Shach is not delighted with this kula. He says, I mean, it's okay, the Mechaber has such a svara, but he says that it's not, the Shach, you can read the rest of the Shach, Sikot and Chofala, but doesn't accept it. Okay, doesn't think that it's right, unless you have shishim in the water and so on. Otherwise, you have various issues, and therefore, the Shach is not enthralled with this kula, this year royally from the Mechaber. Similarly, if you take a look in the Taz, in Sivkot and Tezvav, for whatever reason, I forgot to put it on the Maramokim, but the Taz in Sivkot and Tezvav, again, he talks about the different types, he talks about soap, but he notes that it seems to be against what the Ramor wrote. Remember at the end of Simon Pezayin with the shampoo? Remember not to use the pot and so on and so forth? Right, it goes against that. Now, it's true, the Ramor himself said over there it was a chumrah. But the Taz simply points out that it's against that, it's against that particular leniency, which it is, okay. And he tells a little story from the Maharil, all right, that some bought Tinoch, a kid, it's said that he had a case over there, and but in any event, he says he concludes Tarchi and Lamaisi. He's not quite as sharp as the Shach when he says, well, this kula doesn't appear anywhere. And Taz says, well, he has a Maharil that looks a little bit like that, and so on. So, if you like, take a look in the Chavos Das, Biurim, Sivkot and Chof Aleph over here. He agrees that based on the Chavos, can be Mekel, but it has to be sort of a Shas Adchak, some sort of Tzorech. It's not a good idea to rely on this by itself. Okay, that's what he claims, okay, just to put in the detergents. And many other Achronim, it's a big discussion in the Achronim, many Achronim agree with the Mechaber, and that's it. The Chochmas Adam, for example, Klal Memches Siv Tezvav, that I have on the page, the Chochmas Adam says, we're Mekel, the Shulchan Aruch says it, Ramot does not disagree, and okay, the Shach has a Taina, but the Kula exists, and therefore the Chochmas Adam is willing to be Mekel, even Shalom B'Shas Avchak, and the Aruch HaShulchan that is printed here on the page, and the same Sif, obviously, the same Simon rather, obviously, Simon Sarihei, and Sif Kof Dalet, it's the second last source on these pages. He also says, Omnom, he quotes those who disagree, he quotes the but he says on the fourth line, Omnom, Harbim, Hagdolim, Cholkom, Kimu, Psakos, Rabbeinu, Beis Yosef. Okay, he said, many people disagree with the rejections of the Beis Yosef, that means the Mechaber, and they uphold the position of the Mechaber, and he justifies it. So, as a side point, I printed the very last Maramaka I printed on here, this sort of side point, the Aruch HaShulchan and Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Chof Tes, about non-kosher soaps altogether, what about soaps that are made from, can you use on Euro-kosher kelim, soaps, you have to have a heksher on the soap. Soap is sometimes made from animal fats and other things like that, you have to worry about possible color, non-kosher soaps and so on and so forth. He says the minig is to be mekel. He says, people use whatever soap it is, and then nobody shries about it. Okay, that's just a side point. But in any event, so, Lemaisa, to answer your question, Machlokas, but the more widespread the practice is, like the Chayodam says, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, like the Mechaber, to make a little, although some say it's only in a case of need. Now, what this brings into the discussion as well, is the subject of that's nogea for our sinks again that we put stuff in, or it's when we do put in detergent, you spritz detergent, and of course this is the question with regards to dishwashers. Okay, do you have to have separate dishwashers for milchig and for fleishig? So again, I'll mention it to you now. Maybe we'll type it up on the sheet. You can look it up if you want, just to see your what to see about the discussion about dishwashers. Dishwashers, there is blia in dishwashers, obviously. Okay, can you use the same dishwasher for milk and fleishes even separately? Forget about using it together. Okay, a dishwasher would probably be irui kli rishon. The water comes out of the same place your water in your sink comes out of. But the way the dishwashers generally work is that the water it comes in there, and then it's, I think it's not a steady flow of water from your boiler. It comes into the dishwasher, and then it's spritzed around, right, the force on the dishes. So at that point, it's already for sure not al gabe, the iru is not al gabe. The hot water comes in from your hot water source in your house or your apartment, okay? And in that sense, in some ways, it's better than a sink because it's certainly nifsach hakiluah. The flow from the original boiler is cut off, right? It fills up to whatever, you know, when you first turn the dishwasher on, the hot water comes in, it fills up to whatever point it has to fill up. And then the connection to the boiler downstairs is cut off. And then the dishwasher begins whatever activities it does to spritz all the water around with force to get the gook off of your dishes. Okay, huh? So it would very likely be a cliché. Certainly, even if you want to insist that kli rishon, but it's kli rishon shel gabe eish, and you know, now the problem is that according to the, you know, according to the shach, maybe it would be machmer before. Perhaps it's still machmer here also. Okay, but furthermore, the bad news though, the dishwasher, so to speak, is, well, you just said before, unlike in a sink, where the stuff is not likely to go on the side, right? You're not likely to touch. Here, the water is shot all over. Things are shot all over the place, including bleas. Everything's flying all over. I mean, I've never been inside a dishwasher, but it seems to me that's what goes on. No water is shooting and stuff is flying around, even onto the side, okay? And on the other hand, the other way, but the dishes themselves, Take, never touch the sides. Right, the dishes never touch. It's in place. You put them in the holders. So the dishwasher talking never, you know, never. On the other hand, okay, these are all the discussions. If you want to just see, I wrote down here, I'm going to believe I have in the sheets. Ramosha has several places where he talks about dishwashers. Okay, Kli Hadacha or dishwasher. Okay, it's Igros Moshe, Yerodeh Chelek Beis, Simonim Chof Ches and Chof Tes. Chelek Orachaim, Simon Gimel. I'm sorry. Or Chaim Chelek Gimel Simon Kuf Dalet. It's a postscript of a divrei of Devasel of a divrei. Sometimes Reb Moshe has a tshuva where the person asks him more than one question. So he talks about primarily about one question. He adds another one, and then Chelek Gimel Yadei Chelek Gimel Simon Yud Aleph. And there are others also. And Rav Avadia Yosef, Chaim Avadia has Niabia Omer Chelek Yud Simon Dalet. Okay. Now he does mention an interesting thing because he again a part of the discussion is about Eifer, as we just saw. That some people are machmer and efer. We just saw the shach and the taz, not the same as shach and chag. However, Chacham Avadia and others point out, yeah, and already people on the page, even the Prima Gadim and other notes they kill him on the page, said there may be a difference between efer and our detergent, which is less edible than efer. I mean, efer means ashes, okay? Somebody point out, we eat ashes with eggs on Erev Tisha B'Av. I'm not saying that facetiously. Okay, I mean, ashes are, you know, sometimes, at the end of a barbecue, let's say, you have stuff that was there and on the thing, and you scrape it off, and you can eat it. It's not as, it could be that the whole machlokas, the shach and the taz, who reject the makabas kula, is on, there's also someone else mentioned that about ashes? Oh, I'm just saying, ashes, you could argue, maybe that's not as no sin tam of God. But our detergent, no, but a dog wouldn't eat the nisa mechiras on kava. A dog wouldn't eat this. They have those little. Now the popular thing is they the dishwashers, these little cube, huh?
Yeah.
These little hard cubes that you put in. I don't know what they're called, but I just bought them on Friday. But these little cubes. Of course, I got the wrong one, so I had to go back this one. To me, they all look the same, but I realized that they're 8 times power, 10 times power, so it works for this. It's more powerful, less powerful. This is good if you're washing within 24 hours, I guess, maybe late. The other one is only good if even stuff in 48 hours. Okay, you know, so I had to go back to storm front. But the mice said that's what people do, but those little cute, I know it has to do with the concentration of the, whatever the chemical agent is that cleans it. So in any event, those things are not edible by anything. You can't compare that to ashes. So I'm just suggesting, not me, some postman suggesting even the shach and the taz and the others, or the chavis daz says the shas adchak, you know, even the others who want to be machmir on the ashes might, in our case, be makel on, you know, here in our situation. The other thing which As for the objection, this Rav Avadia Yosef points out in that shuva, and again, if you want to read the shuva, you know, maybe we'll print the shuva, I don't know, it's up to you, but you can easily access that. Okay? One of the things Rav Avadia points out is that, let's say, in the case of the, you know, of the shampoo or some of the other cases, the Dabar HaPogain is put in after the Isser, the Heter, or the Bas Nechal already met. Okay, if you look carefully in the wording of the Mechaber, okay, look at the, back in the wording in Sif Dalet, okay, and that's exactly what I just says is with our dishwashers. The pogain agent is in there, is circulating before, you know, before even, you know, the stuff gets wet. You know,
what's
again,
the
I don't
there before,
no, because maybe you could argue that once there's already a bliya basu chalav, so then it's not enough to get rid of it. Nosin tam gam is not enough, maybe not enough to get rid of it. Here, maybe it never created basu chalav in the first, but that chiluk. Whether the, you know whether it's strong enough to eliminate something that already exists in Isser, you know, regular nosin tam of gam, in other words, is that it was Usser, and now after 24 hours, it was mechalik between different types of nosin tam of gam, basically. Usual nosin tam of gam was a strong, good tam shrach for 24 hours. Now, after 24 hours, it doesn't taste good. But it was in Isser already, as opposed to that it never became. Here, before the Basar Chalav ever combined, there's already a tam pogam in there.
And putting in a Dover HaPogam is not a violation
of Valis Lechatchila. Putting in a Dover HaPogam is that a violation of Valis Lechatchila? I'll have to see him go. I don't know. I'll just have to see. Yeah, okay. So that's what the that's about the dishwashers. One of the problems that Rav Moshe talks about, one thing Rav Moshe does, and Rav Moshe is Mekel. Rav Moshe is Mekel on using the same dishwasher for basar chalav. Okay? Again, today, people are more affluent, or they have bigger kitchens or whatever, newer homes. So, whatever, even in a small, in the home, our kitchen, not so, those were there, kitchen's not so enormous, but we redid the kitchen, you put in, you know, a separate dishwasher, milk inflation, finished. Okay, again, growing up, when we first got married, we had a dishwasher, we just designated it only used for one, even though Rav Moshe has the kula, but other poskim, contemporary poskim, disagree. One thing Rav Moshe does say, though, he says you have to change the racks. You can't use the same racks for milking and for flashing. I'm not sure I understand why, really, because if whatever it doesn't impact the dishes, so why, you know, what does it work for the racks also? Okay, in other words, Rav Moshe said switch the racks. Now, one of the things I think was concerned about, and this was true, I remember the old dishwashers. Okay, which we first had when I was a kid. I'm at my grandparents' house. There was concern of be'en at the bottom because the filter or whatever it was that the water shoots out, okay, and it goes down the drain. But there was stuff that could be left in the plastic at the bottom, which you had in those days to knock out, to clean out sometimes. In other words, the stuff would get stuck. So periodically, you took that piece out. I guess they didn't want big things going down, like in your sink. You've been saying before, like your drain in the sink. You don't want big things going down to clog up your pipes and so on. So you take it from time to time. You take that piece out and knock it into the garbage. The thing is, there you could argue there's real ban, okay. But the truth about it is, the more modern dishwashers, whatever the reason, don't, you know, in the old dish. I remember I don't know what you call it, lattice, whatever, plastic, it was like lattice. It was very small. The water space, the air space between the pieces was very small. And stuff could talk and caught there. The newer ones, they're bigger, you know, so I'm not sure if he would say the same thing today. Yeah.
Was there any problem with regardless of having, meaning, let's say humans that did have the end of Russ and Kell touch it, so what would be the issue of having that if your dishes aren't touching that directly?
No, but let's say, but if the water, if the now the water will go
the water
absorb.
Will be circulating from right, it, it will touch
right,
after
right,
it passes
right,
the
right. Again, I'm not sure that, as I said before, I'm not sure that happens because things are spritzed around, but it could be, yeah.
Moshe's only talking about Zafar Zeh, and he's not saying you can even dairy together.
Right, it was Zafar Zeh, yeah. But he said, putting it on to have a separate dishwasher. Okay, Rav Avadia, in that tshuva, you know, entertains the possibility, at least, that he could even use it for at the same time. Okay, in that tshuva. I think that even the Sfaradim don't follow that kula, but I think he does mention that. So take a look in those tshuvas if you're interested in the subject. And I'm sure there are other. I'm sure there have been. I didn't look, but I imagine in one of the RJJ journals or some of these journals there have been stuff about dishwashing. You know, it would be a good review. Yeah.
I mean, heard that you can't kosher the dishwasher.
So that's another issue. Koshering the dishwasher is another issue that's worth talking about. Okay. First of all, in general, we mentioned this in the past, we try not to kosher milk at the flesh, in general. Okay, because even forks or spoons, because you get mixed up and so on. Okay. But it could be, if I care, it could be there is, if you're talking about kashering from milking to fleshing, well, if you can use it, well, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You're talking about kashering from isit to heter.
Yeah,
you rent an apartment from somebody else. Right. So that's already a bigger problem. Okay. Because first of all, many, at least the older dishwashers, are made out of klicheres, with porcelain, and that can't be kashered. So if you've got an apartment that a goy had before you, and they said there's nothing, I think there's anything, you know, nothing to do about it. The more modern dishwashers, which are made of metal, you could, but then there's also a shiloh about kashering plastic. How do we treat plastic? So again, if one needed to, I think there's room to be makel. What you would do is you would run it through the kasher by running it through once or maybe twice on its full cycle without any fishes in there, so all the heat comes through. Kabbalah kapolto. I think there is room to be makel if you need to. Yeah.
You see the
svara
that soap, sometimes.
Oh, so again, right. That's a big piece of it. Okay, a big
so
way to be makel.
Right.
So that's what Avadia is safe in that shuba that he even allows you to use it for milk and fleshes to eat. Entertains. I don't know if he punched out that it's absolutely mutter, but he certainly entertained the possibility that you can use milk for milk because of the Tom Pogan, because our dishwasher. And he's the one and others who say that the whole machlokas here, those who argue with the Shulchan Aruch here, speak about that Eifer, it's only B'dievet, it's only Shas Chak, or the Shach seems to reject it altogether, and the Taz writes Tzarachian. Yeah, that's with Eifer, because Eifer is not such a Tom Pogan, it's not so distasteful, or whatever. That doesn't taste so bad. But the detergent that we have is those Tom comes. Yes. Okay. So much about that. Let's go back there. Okay. To again, those are some of the chuvas. And again, you can read the essays about it if you so desire. The next Siv Vav is based upon a Gemara in Chulin. Okay. And again, I'm sorry I don't have the sheets, but I'll read you the Gemara. The Gemara has on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. This is what? Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara has. This is right after the sugya with the radish. Okay, the Gemara has the following: Boy minay Rav Dimi Rav Nachman. Okay, Rav Dimi asks Rav Nachman: Mahu anuche kada de milcha gabe kada de kamcha? Is it permissible to leave a jar or whatever container of salt kada de milcha right next to gabe kada de kamcha? Okay, next to a salt, a container that has milchigs in it. Kamcha, in other words, for kutach, Rashi explains, kamcha is kutach. Okay, it's the same thing, it's a bowl or a jar or something that has milchigs in it. Can you put salt, can you leave a salt shaker or a container of salt right next to a container that has milchigs in it? Okay, Rashi explains, what's the concern, what's the problem? Rashi Rasul Kamcha. First says Kutach. Mi Chayshin and Shema Yipol Mina Kutach B'Melach. Ulo Yeda Vimluchu Menakaderes Baser. Are we concerned that maybe they're right next to each other? Someone will bang into it, and a little bit of that milchig stuff, yogurt or whatever it is, will spill into the salt. You won't realize it, and they'll use that same salt later on for fleshigs. And Amar Mishir Prava Vosvachol. That was the question which was asked. So. So, by the name of Dina, Renachem Malva, Nuche Kada, the Malva Gabe Kada, the Kamcha. Amale, Osir. Not allowed to. We attack our Choshesh. That's what he answered. So then he asked him, okay, the Chalomai, Chalom with an Aleph at the end, that's vinegar, right? Because sometimes people put vinegar, I guess it's to spicing up the food, or to preserve the food in days without refrigeration. So Rashi says, the Chalomai, Chalom with an Aleph, it's vinegar, right? Derech lo seis chometz atoch hatavshil. Mi chayshin and shemim yipo min akutach b'chometz. Are we afraid that some of the this milchig stuff in that container will fall into the container of vinegar? B'yachzor v'yitein min al tavshil. And then you'll turn around and use that same vinegar for a tavshil, you know, for a fleshing tavshil. So here he answered, Amalei shari. Here he answers, mutter. So he asked him, Maishna, so what's the chilek? Why you can't leave, you shouldn't put a, leave a container of salt right next to something that has milk in, but you can leave a vinegar. So he has a my timer. So he said, Maishna, what's the difference? So he answered, L'chitechol ala kur de milcha. I'll tell you when you give me, you pay me. It was a joke. He said, you want to know the answer? You got to give me a certain amount of salt. It was just an expression. I find that a few times. I was just saying, Rashi says, L'chitechol kishetindod li alei kur shalmanap mischari or melechot tamas lev. Oh, you want to answer that question? You got to pay me. However much a tutor gets per hour, I want to be paid. Okay, it's a joke. Okay, maybe not that funny, but that's what he said. So he answered, "Batachanai taima, hi isi isur beinei, v'hai les isur beinei." Okay, there's a difference. Rashi says, "Hi kutach hanofa b'melach nir v'nikar." If a milchiger thing, this milchiger liquidy thing, falls into salt, okay, it'll remain. It's not going to get absorbed. The issue of if it's thick, thicker, below batil, and therefore it's not batil, and therefore. You'll end up using it with flesh you're not realizing, you're not paying attention. It falls into vinegar, it gets absorbed, the time in Nami Lo Heaven, it doesn't give over any flavor, so therefore it'll become absorbed and it's bottle and finished. So that's the sugya over here. What this relates to is the question of can you leave salt shaker next to or something with salt in it right next to something which is milking. Because you might use it in flashing. So Tosus says, Tosus here again, Chul Kufiyud Beizim Alav Mahu Mahu Anuicha Kadu Demalcha Bahade Kadu Detam Kamcha Amalei Aser. That we're not interested in the vinegar case right now. We're interested in the salt, and that's what it said Aser. So Tosus says, Ain less or mitam zel anich b'teva achas kachol baser etzol kachol cholam. You might have thought 1 second if it's Aser to leave a container of salt right next to a container of something with milking, because you may want to use the salt. So certainly you shouldn't leave something which is basar next to chalav because you'll mix together. Tosfos is not true. Tosfos is not true. Any less or mitam zel anich b'teva achas kachol basar etzol kachol chalav dehosam nizar yafish lo yipol mizel zeh basar chalav no one knows about. You'll be careful. Avahachal amaskadai to lizar, but it's salt. You're not watching it so carefully. You won't be careful. So yipol min akutach b'melach lo yeida v'imloch b'mena basar. Okay. V'chein dechalav same with the vinegar kiderech. So fine. So in other words, the Tosa says that from here we see it, to leave salt, leave milk and flesh in a jar of something milk, a jar of some flesh right next to each other. That's not a problem. Because people know to be nizer with basar v'chalav. They have a small kitchen. You have it right next to you. We're not worried. You'll be careful. But with salt, you may not be as careful because it's only salt anyway. And then you'll forgot that it spilled in. Now you use the salt for flesh later on. If you take a look in the Rosh, Erechesim Lamed Beis, the Rosh says the same thing. Okay, agrees with Tosus. But the Hagos Ashri on the side of the page, here it is. It's Erechesim Lamed Beis. Okay, he says also. He says any less or mitam zeh lo says b'sof teva achas kachol basar etzol kachol chol. You could even pack it together. Let's say you're going away and you have some jars and some meat and some flesh. You can put it in the same container. No problem. Okay? Because mizr zahiri, because you're careful. Shalayipo mizel azel. Fine. Lo maske da'ke lizor. Shalayipo menakutuk melav anosin menel tapsha. So says the Rosh. Like Tosu. The Hagos HaShri quotes, Rabbi Nehuda Rabbi Yitzchak Kosu b'shem Rashi sheyesh lahachmir. Shalol lahaniyach shnei tapshil and shal basur chal somuch zel azel. B'teva achas. Shema yis'arba v'lo yedu. Unless it is carefully covered. Make sure they're carefully, got to be tightly covered. So the Hagos Ashri quotes a Chumrah of the Shem Rashi from the Rebbe Yitzchak, the name of Rashi, not to do it because they may get mixed up unless you cover it tightly. On the other hand, you don't have to be so mach, we don't have to assume that you always have to assume the worst, that the worst is. So that's from the Hagos Ashri. All right, now interestingly enough, I just want to point it out, the Rambam has a whole different read in this sugya altogether. Okay, and a post can point this out. Take a look at the Rambam, Perek Tes of Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuras in Halacha Chof Hey. The Rambam writes, Perek Tes Halacha Chof Hey. Find it in a moment. Here it is. The Rambam writes, Ein manichin kad shol melach b'tzad kad shol kamach. Okay, Chof Memches, not kamach flour, but it's milking. Don't do it. He says a totally different reason. They should show me menu. Because somehow the salt absorbs through the air, somehow absorbs from the milchige product, and now you can't use that salt. The nimtzam of ashalabas a melach zeshiyesh bo tam acholah. Okay, but he's avol meniach karachomitz b'tzad zeh karachamach she'en achomitz shoyv menu. So the Ravid says right off the bat, the Sogas Ravid, Amar Bam Girsa Acheres Yesh Etzleinu. He says this has nothing to do with our sugya because it has a totally different It's interesting. He's not criticizing the Rambam. He says obviously the Rambam had a whole different girsa in this in the sugya. The Gaos Maimonides says the Tosfos Os Tof. He says Kosva Tosfos and others Shenago Olam to be. And this edition is Os Shin. Forgive me. The other Rambam is Os Tof Shin. Aval Tosfos Kosva Tam the Shema Yipo Min Achol of Alamela. Below Ra'os, the Imluchu Menabos, or Tosis says, like Rashi says in the Gemara, no, the concern is someone's going to spill, and he won't recognize it. The Chayin Sefer Mitzvahs, we hit the Lahoshu Kachel Bosel Tzad Kachel Cholob, we pay by Achaz, the Mizu Zahiri. And they were makeup by putting one thing next to the other. So that's what Agos Minor says, also like Tosis, and not like the Rambam. The Radvaz has an interesting point, okay, and that is, and we have a Machokas, Rashi and Tosis on one side, the Rambam on the other side. By the way, I should mention, save time and take a look, the Ran here in Chulin, Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, the pages of the Rif, quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel. It's not the way we have it printed on the page, but he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, says like the Rambam, that it's showing this concern. So evidently there was another Girsa, that's my point. But there are halacha lemaisa ramifications. The Radvaz says, for example, here in his commentary in Halacha Chofei, he says, this is only true. This unusual Rambam that it draws lefi girsa swarm ein chiluk ben klicheres ushar kelim. Okay, the Rambam apparently it's only klicheres that has this capacity. It's only if the salt is in a klicheres, an earthenware vessel that has this capacity to be shoyv, and the absorption can go through the air. So if they're in klicheres, then it's one thing. But metal doesn't have it. So according to the way Rashi tells, it doesn't matter what the kli is. If we're concerned that stuff's going to spill in, you're going to use it by mistake, who cares what the container's made out of? Right, so that's one nafkamina the Radvaz points out between Rashi and Tosfos on one side and the Rambam and, let's say, Rabbeinu Chananel on the other side, is what does the container have to be made out of? According to the Rambam, that's the Radvaz learned, it's only klicheres. Okay? Mistabur she'ena dvarim amurim ela b'kelim shelcheres, sheshoev in zemizeh. Apparently, they believe, or maybe it's true chemically, I don't know, klicheres, maybe it is more porous, so it can absorb, you know, flavor when things are standing right next to each other. So the chumra, so to speak, of the Rambam is only by klicheres. Whereas according to Rashi and Tosfos, it wouldn't matter whether it's made of klicheres or anything else. If the whole concern is Shema, you're going to mix it up, someone's going to spill. If they're concerned someone's going to spill, then we don't care what the container is made out of. Okay, yeah? Okay. Oh, okay, that's what the Rambam says. The Radvaz says in the case of Mishneh, says also, again, the Rambam is only concerned, his business of She'iva is only going to work is if they're mamish right next to each other. This she'iva, this absorption, only applies if they're literally, you know, the mamish right next to each other. Benu Farsh Delanuchi Kada Kimcha Gabe Kada, he says only, you know, it's besomuch mamish, says the Kesef Mishnah. Again, the whole concern, this unusual way that somehow the salt can absorb from the milk, so the Radvaz says it's only klicheres. And the Kesef Mishnah says it's only, it's mamish right next to each other, besomuch mamish. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it doesn't have to be right next to each other. It has to be close enough that something could spill, but it doesn't have to be literally mamish standing right next to each other. So there you have practical nafkamina. Another practical nafkamina also, by the way, is the other direction. Okay, Rashi and Tosfos would be makel if it's covered, like we saw before, right? If it's covered. According to Rambam, cover would make a difference. If it can absorb through the walls of klicheres, the fact that the top is... According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's covered, so it doesn't spill in, it's covered. As Agos Hashvi said, covered tightly is good. Okay, according to Rashi and according to Rambam, that wouldn't make a difference. So, okay. So what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? So that's the background. Now let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Hey. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch writes, here again, Sif Hey. Shulchan Aruch writes, Ein manichin kli sheyesh bo kutach etzol kli sheyesh bo melach, av muto hecho etzol kli sheyesh bo chomets. Okay. We don't do it, but there are more eds. V'dafki ma'kelim megulin. It's only a problem if the kelim are covered, and so based on this, so that, again, he's obviously learned like Rashi and Tosfos, because we just said before that according to the Rambam, the Rambam Chananel, it doesn't matter if it's covered or not. So the Rambam writes dafki ma'kelim megulin. V'afilu hachi im over v'nosu miyachad mutu v'lo chashin and shem enofal amelam. If they were placed next to each other, you don't have to assume the words. Just don't do it in the first place. Okay, so the shach. And Simchot Chavbei, he says, "Hatam du melach hakutach nofel alav habe ben Just like basically summarizes what the you know what the Gemara has to say. And so does the Taz, Taz Zayin. The Mipol Shom Kutach Melach Nir Benikar Velo Bata Hashem Al Yada and so on. You make the mistake, just like we said before. The interesting though, the Primogodim in the Mishpas of Zog here in Sikot Taz Zayin says that obviously the Ramah is only concerned for Rashi's. He's not worried about the Rambam's point because he said it has to be covered. And he says that there are therefore those people who are machmir for the Shita Ramah that even for the Shita Rambam rather even if they are covered, it's a problem. Okay, Siv Vav is really it was kind of a continuation of this. Okay, if you look in Siv Vav, Mutar Litain B'Sof Teva Kad Shel Basar Eitzel Shachala. That we said, again, that's like the Tosus said, and the Rosh said, like, oh, Sashri quoted Chumra, but we, the Shulchan Aruch quotes like, it's Mekka, like Tosus and like the Rosh, the Mutu Litem Tov Teva, you can have one big box, you can put a jar of meat right next to a jar of milk, and here, the Ramah says, V'yesh Machmir L'chatchila. Okay, the Tov L'Yisrael L'chatchila Mokum Shenu Tzara. The Ramah doesn't think, here, it's necessarily a great idea. You shouldn't put them next to each other, but the Shach limits the Ramah. Shach and Chavdalad limits the Ramah on when he says V'yesh Machmir L'chatchila Dafka B'Megulim. He's Machmir L'chatchila only when they're uncovered, but when they're covered, he's not even Machmir L'chatchila. That's the Shach. That's the Shach's addendum to the Ramah. Okay. Yeah. What? Machmir for refrigerators. Yeah. Yeah, you can put in the same fridge, yeah. Okay, it is a good idea to keep it covered. I mean, there's spillage in refrigerators all the time, right? And it is a very good idea. Again, good point. Finally now, the last, to finish up this simon. So again, here, there's another Gemara in Chulin that we start with in simon, Daf Yud Gimel. Which Yud Gimel? You know, but now I'd like to go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Kuf Yud Gimel Mit Aleph. The Gemara says, Meisvei, four lines from the top, Dag Tohor, Shemocho im Dag Tomei. Okay, there was a fish market. So you had some kosher fish, some non-kosher fish, and you salted the kosher fish together with the non-kosher fish. This is part of the sugya of Meliach Kerosea, which we discussed, right? So the Gemara says, Meisvei, Dag Tohor, Shemocho im Dag Tomei. Okay, so the Gemara says, it's Mutter, right? Mutter. So my love, Shahayu Shneim Meluchin, all right. But it sounds like they were both salted. So and says the Rashi, Shmami no Tzir, Nami lo Mibla Kol Zman Shasukim Beplaita. I think that's the local sugya over there. So the Gemara answers, no, lo Kagon Shah Tar Maliach the Tomei Tofel. One was salted, the other one was not salted. Okay, Tofel Rashi says again, Tofel the top, the Tofel the top, Mibli Mela. The Hashel of Polit Tomei Midi, Avos Shnei Meluka, the Tomei Nami Pol, also a kosher game Tomei Meliach, the Torah Tafel. Okay, that's the local sugya over there. Okay, Tosus Zimaskel Tahor Meliach brings up in this case the Yesh Lilmod Mikan, a few lines down in Tosus. The Yesh Lilmod Mikan, the Ein Tzorach LaHagel Dfusei Gvinos Ob De Kochavim. Umuter lasos b'hem gvinos liyisrael ulamochon b'tochom da'avi kamo tar umaleach b'tamei tafel de'ein shayach melicha b'eitz ulanas eitz ulseach and son. Basically, umayse b'chol yom de melach b'karsh v'sham shem bosa lokum en alo sismen of v'cholov ma'mach v'tavel o brocha. Tosus is mekel to use the same salt for bosa and for cholov. Ma'mach v'tavel o brocha, but people use it, and therefore, umayse b'chol yom de melach b'karsh v'sham shem bosa, you don't have to have as our contemporary example would be, separate salt shakers. You don't have to have separate salt shakers for milk and flashing. You can use the same bowl, which has salt in it. For flashing, in those days, they kept them in a bowl. So you have the same bowl for flashes as for milk. That's what that comes out from Tosus. Right?
Does that
again?
Not change anything?
Huh?
Does that not change anything that they use bowls versus we have salt shakers?
What would it change? It has a metal top of it.
Like,
well, let's see. We'll see in a second. So again, I'm going to read the words of Tosus. Tosus says, "Ma'isim choyom de melach bekaarish mishtamshim b'basar lokim en lo seisim en b'chalav." Okay, it does say a machmer tavol brocha. That's Tosus and Chulin Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. On that basis, Shulchan Aruch rules by us. Siv Zayin melach hanosin bekaarish b'basar mutar litno b'chalav. You have melach in a fleshing a bowl, which is used for, to use to salt your fleshing food. And I don't really see at this point a difference between a salt shaker, although we'll see in a moment something. Mutro litna b'chol, you can use that same salt for milchings. The Ramah adds, v'machmer gam b'zeh tovel of bracha, like Tosu says, ki yesh machmer lechatchili refers to Tosu, says v'machmer tovel olav bracha. Okay? The Shach in Sivkot Chof Hey, Shach says, "Ain atam mishum not havi not barnat." He said, "This is not an OT because of not barnat. It's not because of not barnat." Says the Shach. Daha melach davar charef. That's a big discussion, but salt qualifies as davar charef. We already learned that not barnat doesn't work. The kula of not barnat doesn't work by davar charef. Umashila ben, it makes it ben, right? Uposhika Zarab Agosiv base, like we had before, and Ramachab Simon Sagov Siv Gimel, which we'll get to Bizashemi tomorrow. So Gabe Tablin, El Hatam, what's the reason? The Ain Koch Lamelach Lahaf with Tam Mikli, Kila Kamon. Okay, Simon Kuf Hay, Simon Kot Nugid Gimel, Lafiza, Philip Karash, Isser Mutar. Salt does not have the capacity to bring flavor out of a Kli. That, in other words, we're talking about salt in a Fleshiga. It's true, it's a Dabra Kharif. But by itself, the salt can't draw any flavor out of the kli. Okay, rather, it does. So therefore, you can scoop up that salt and use the very same salt for milking. Now, the taz in Sivkot and Yudches on that which the Ramah says amachmer b'zeh tavel of bracha, he doesn't think it's a valuable chumra. I mean, he doesn't think you have to be machmer. Okay. You're looking about halfway down the Taz, he quotes him, and Tosa says it, Tosa Tavel of Bracha. Okay? And based upon that, the Ramah concluded that you should be machmir here too. But the Taz writes, who tamu ma'od? The mashakasu ma'isim chol yom, right? That people, alkein, maybe me'anoshim chashuvim, lomdim, chayim b'chal ha'motz ma'asim b'chal bracha? They don't want to be Tavel of Bracha. Everyone in the world does this, says the Taz. Okay? So they're removing themselves from the benefits of Tavol HaBrocha, Elavar, the Mashakasa, Amachmer Tavol HaBrocha, Koy Adfu Seinov Tov Kechavim. What Tosu was talking about the beginning of Tosu, was using a mold that the Goy had used for his type of cheese. You can use it for our type of cheese, because it's not bullet, that for kosher cheese. That's what the Mechaber was talking about, and Tosu was talking about at the beginning. And then he says, Mekan Yesh Lomod, you should learn about using the same salt for milking and fleshing. So says the Taz, when the Tosus concluded on Machmer Tavel of Bracha, he was talking about the first part of the case, the first part of the story, not the second part. So he said there's no real room even for any chumra here at all. The Pisrei Tshuva as well, okay, we're coming to you to finish up with the salt shakers, the Pisrei Tshuva as well, it's in Kotn Ches, quotes from the Tshuva the Radvaz, tells you where it is. Chuvas Radvaz Hakadoshes in Reish Lamavov. Demash Medavka B'Klicheres Roy LaHachmer V'Lo B'Shar Kelim. Says again, the whole Chumra is only by Klicheres and not by other things. So therefore, our salt shakers thing is really made out of metal or glass. Okay. Although I guess you could have ceramic salt shakers too. Probably people do. Now that I think about it. So maybe at least according to Pisrei Tshuva, there'd be room to be machmer. Okay. But if you put the Pisrei Tshuva the other Ramon, and you have a regular glass salt shaker, the only thing is. Some people raise an issue. You have the metal on the top of the salt shaker, right? Sometimes you do. It depends what it's made out of. You know, so choshish that a little kid put it like mamish in the spaghetti. You know, all right. So you have to make sure it's clean. But generally speaking, I don't think you have to be. You don't have to be machmer. I think lemaisa people do. I think when you have a nice set of dishes, so you have matching salt shakers with the milk and with the fleshing. But again, according to Pisrei Tshuva, according to Ramah, there's room to be machmer if it's made out of a b'cheres. You just take a look a little bit later in Simon Kuf Hey, and this will finish up. Okay. Simon Kuf Hey, yeah, sorry, question. Yeah.
Is that the same with regards to all, like, I guess, spice containers?
Would seem to be, yeah.
I feel like when I read about she worried about, like,
Zaya coming back from food. Yeah, so yeah, I think we may mentioned Zaya is an issue, and it's a reasonable chum if you're pouring it, like, especially when if you put the spice in. But I think most people are not machmir. Most people are not.
Will you get tired of
them? Huh?
Will you get tired of them?
That's the question. Probably doesn't get that. Well, but if you're adding spice directly into the soup and you're putting it right inside, I think it's I've said that they're chum, but I don't think you have to. Okay? Shacharach rules later, if you take a look in Simon Kuf Hey, Sif Yud Gimel. There it mentions your case, Melach O Tavlin. Shein b'kar shabbos, so mutar litmei b'chol. Okay? And then he says, what dinam haru b'kli yisr? That's the Natosis with the Akum. The me'achar shehem yuveishim, and here's the key point, me'achar shehem yuveishim, einam bolim en akli. They're not boleim. Okay? As long as the kli is clean, and we said that there before. Rakshe shakli hu noki. This is the Ramo and Simon Kufeis, if you give them. Raksha klihu noki, vein yisudovich bo, that's different. And then he also says, amachal chathil, tovel bracha. So the shach over there, it's in cotton, mem dalid, he says, klomar, this will finish, demutal chathil anicha meklishal iser, nachad in yuvashim. Okay? But some, if the salt is moist, that's the implication. Sometimes salt attracts moisture, if the salt has moisture in it, so then the shach seems to be saying over here, at least with regards to the heter, and one can make the case by Basil Chal also, then you probably shouldn't use, because then it is possible if there's moisture involved, that maybe it was, did absorb from the clean, you probably shouldn't use the same. Okay, so Adkan with the Simen Sadihei, and Bezbenadda tomorrow we'll start up with Simen Sadivov. Probably two Shirman Simen Sadivov, one in Simen Sadivov. We'll see how things go tomorrow, but the Shaman will be all finished. Okay, people, that's the best affair should be easy and meaningful. Yeah.
Are we going to have Basil here on Wednesday, or?
I don't know yet. Sometimes I'll have to let you know. Okay, we'll see. It depends how, depends on pace. We'll see where we're at. We'll see where we're at. Yeah.